pleasant greetings. Shree here, and welcome to another episode of Are You Gonna Finish That? And today I have beside me, in front of me, in my mind, on the menu at the table, Dial A for Aunties by Jesse Q. Sutanto. It is 295 pages long, so halfway through, 147 pages. The chapters are numbered, and the book is written in parts. I know that it gets to a part two. Not quite sure if it gets to a part three, because when I say I read halfway, that's what I mean. And the parts are like one, two, and there's a slight description title to the parts. Anywho, the narrative is first person narrative from the point of view of Mehdi, who is one of the characters. And the setting is in San Gabriel, California. I would say it's present day. I don't think it's like the 80s or anything, the 90s. I'm not quite sure. I don't think so. No, it's not. But there are some flashbacks. Yes, there are flashbacks. I like flashbacks. It gives a sort of back story to what's going on. Anywho. The characters in the book, Madeline, aka Mehdi, and her mom, who she calls Ma, and I think her name is Natasha. She's also, the book is called Dial A for Aunties, so there are four sisters, the Chan sisters. One of them is Mehdi's mom, and the other three are her aunts, or her aunties. Now, the mom is sometimes considered an aunt, or referred to as an aunt, okay? The mom is the third aunt, okay? There's Big Aunt, who was the first one, second aunt, third aunt, and fourth aunt. There's also Nathan and Jake. Now, as far as profanity, man. Now, I'm not really a clean-eared type person. And that when I say that, I mean, it doesn't really bother me to hear profanity. But F-bombs, they actually do sort of make me cringe. This author uses plenty, okay? There are explosions here and there. Also, there's the use of the word holy in ways that we're not talking about religious things. You know, common use, I think maybe it started in the 80s, maybe, to call things holy. I think you know what I mean, but I'm not going to get into that. And this sort of language starts on page 19. I did make a note of that, okay? Raunch meter, I don't think it's a very raunchy story in the sense of, you know, personal stuff. You know what I mean? Raunchy. You know, raunchy. Anywho, but there are some, maybe I should come up with something else because sometimes it's not just raunch. You know what I mean? Sometimes there's blood and gore and just plain, just horrible treatment of people. But I'm not referring to that in this book. No, I'm just saying, you know, sometimes there's something other than raunch. You know, people want to be aware of raunch, and sometimes they want to be aware of other types of activity. Anywho, I don't really have much to say about this book or the story. I'll say that. I don't have much to say about the story because it's meant to be funny. It's a funny, you know, sort of, I don't know. It's funny, okay? It reminds me of, like, those chase movies or just movies where someone's trying to keep a secret, you know, like Weekend at Bernie's type. My biggest gripe about the story, though, is the language. And that's about, you know, halfway through, that's where I am, the language. There are some twists and turns, you know, so I didn't see it coming, but pretty sure there are probably more, but I'm only halfway through. Anywho, there are themes in this book. Sibling rivalry is one of those themes. The big aunt has a rivalry with the second aunt. Third aunt has a rivalry with the fourth aunt. What for what reasons? They try to give sort of oh my, reasons, but I think it's just, sometimes siblings do that. But anywho, there's also, which the author talks about before she gets into the book, like a prelogue, or I don't know. But the book is right here. I could look it up, but I'm choosing not to because I am, okay? Asian stereotypes. And sometimes the author has people speaking in a manner in which she may have been accustomed to hearing. So she's just saying, this is sort of authentic stuff you get in here. This is by no way for you to use as a stereotype of Asian people, which is how we should be, right? We do it anyway, right? But don't. There's also classism or materialism. I don't really know how to refer to this particular idea that's in the book, but I don't know. People want better for their families. That's just, it is what it is. But there's this sense of, I don't know. I really don't know how to describe it. Some people think happiness is in what you can acquire materialistically, like money, cars, houses, that sort of thing. And some people get their happiness from making other people happy. Different people find different things as their happiness quotient. But I get the sense that there's sort of this sense of get money and get things, and that's what you should do. That's what you do in life. I may be wrong. Like I said, I only read halfway through. And sometimes, things don't come across on the page as the author may want them to. Just like now, the words I'm saying may not come across to the listener's ears as I want them to. But this is something that I would actually love to. This book right here was one that I felt like if I had someone to discuss with, I think it would be more interesting. But it's me. This is what you get, okay? I guess. Sometimes it is what it is. And of course, there's murder involved in the book. I mean, come on, it's on the back page. That's why she dialed A for aunties, okay? Because she murdered someone. Yes, she did. Are you gonna finish that? The answer is no. I feel so bad. I feel so bad. And I'll tell you why. The biggest gripe for me is the language, and it makes me cringe, and I feel sort of embarrassed. Anyway, I don't want to finish this book, but I'll say this: with the right trailer and the right chemistry with the cast, casting chemistry, I would put it on my watch list. I say that. Sometimes a book to me will probably be more interesting as a movie. And this to me is one of those. It's one of those, I want to chill and just laugh sort of thing. Yeah, that's what this is. But I think I've gone on long enough. Until next time.